member,
yeah.
Frank Morland, explained as an image generator, as a tickle wave. So we are excited to hear from the world of, yeah, flying machines.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I would like to start with thank you for giving me the possibility again to present some slides about one of my recent tickle work here. Okay, let's start with... Short overview. I will start with an introduction. What is it, all this stuff about?
Would you like to move maybe a little bit? So this is kind of the... This is where the screen begins. No, you can step forward.
The best thing is to go to the other side.
Or go to the other side of the table.
So this is okay?
No. It's yourself. If you want to come here,
yeah,
on this side of the table and turn the notebook, then...
Yeah. Do we have a Switch Next machine here? You can use that one.
Okay.
They can plug in this.
The problem? I was standing in the...
No, there's a camera.
Here.
You will not disable it.
Okay, sorry.
So best place is to stay here, so here, so not in the view and the camera. And
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for this stuff. So I would start with an introduction then. What is the method, how to do this stuff, some results, and I will finish with a conclusion and outlook. Okay, introduction. Flight simulation image generators power the out of the window view of a flight simulation, which is cockpits and sensor displays. So what are the important functions of such an image generator? It should be able to do real-time rendering at least 60 updates a second. And for the more expensive or high sophisticated solutions, you need multi-channel distribution and for sure environment simulation like fog, terrain, volumetric clouds, reflections, and whatever. So you can go in what detail you ever want to go. Okay, how to do all these things? You can do it the hard way. Just do it on your own with a native OpenGL or Vulkan programming. But yeah, then you will be more in work for that than eight hours a day. Okay, you have the moderate way to maybe approach this using a game engine and using the internal specifics of a game engine like terrain paging and so on. Okay, that's for example using Unreal or using Unity, whatever. Why not? Then you can do it the relaxed way. Just put in the data to a solution which is already existing, and then you can do it the clever and smart way, feed it to an existing solution with Tickle. So now what already solutions are there which are suitable to do that? And you have for example these research and development oriented flight simulator called X-Plane from the company Lamina Research. It has a lot of features, and what really counts in this context is amazing 3D WIS capabilities as well as robust data input-output possibilities. That is what we really need to be able to do this. Another question is, yeah, it's nice to have this, but use case potential as an image generator. Can the internal flight physics be bypassed? Because it's an already complete flight simulation, and if you want to use it only as an image generator, then you have to tell the application that you only want to use it in that way and not to use the internal flight physics, because in the most cases where you need an image generator, you run your own flight dynamics engine. So is it capable? Yes, it is. So that's nice. How is this done? It's just done by a UDP I/O, and the UDP, how to fetch data from it and send it in X-Plane, is well documented by a nice document. And if you run through this document, you already can see how to solve it in TCL. And for example, the code initialization, you have to send X-Plane dedicated messages. And you can see here, it's the DWIS message for the 10 version of X-Plane, and for the 11 and the actual version 12, it is called VEHX. Okay, just you get this out of the documentation. Yeah. And then how to update your position, how to update your camera. This is the update camera method. You feed in the aircraft state vector, lat, long, altitude or elevation, so your position in three space, and then heading, pitch, roll, your orientation. That's it. And you do this as fast as you can do, so at least that the image generator is able to reproduce the continuous update of your position 60 times a second. And there you are with this nice binary format command of Tickle. You can see, just have these six positions formatted as doubles. Yeah, and in the 11 and 12 version it needs a little bit different, but it's the same. At first you need a null integer, then three doubles and three floats. But that's it. Results. Yeah. What are the execution times of these update cameras? So it's about 200 microseconds, so it's no factor. I know that is not really what counts. What you have to keep in mind, what is the send via UDP? But the send via UDP costs you about one millisecond, or maybe 2 milliseconds. It depends on the actual version of the UDP package of Tickle, but it's fast enough to do the 60 hertz or 60 updates per second job.
Is it supposed to look like a plane?
Sorry?
Is it supposed to look like a plane?
Is it
supposed to look like a plane?
Yes.
Yes. The box.
Conclusions, outlook about this stuff. Yeah, so it works smart, so the flight model automatically is disabled by these specific commands. So you do not go deeper into how to switch the internal flight physics off. X-Plane is well prepared for doing this if you send in these commands, because X-Plane is prepared that you want to only have it as an image generator when you send these dedicated commands. So you have this DVIS and VHX HX commands, and they prepare it in a very suitable way. And as I mentioned, 60 updates a second is a piece of cake. It works. Okay, what is the outlook? Why all this stuff? Not for self purposes, but for a broader picture. What I target to is to have a visual system for a distributed flight simulation. A distributed flight simulation according to this actual HLA, high level architecture standard for distributed simulation, where we have your different systems as sub-simulations, as federates, so-called federates. And here we have the aerodynamics, the gear, thrust, weather, cockpit display, navigation system, whatever. And one important for a real human in the loop, real-time simulation, the visual system. And I plan to put this approach in there. And further, yeah, that is how it will work. It has an interface of federate, which will handle X-Plane as an IG on the one side, and the HLA runtime infrastructure on the other side. The runtime infrastructure is the core where all the communication runs through with all the other federates. And last but not least, that's another approach. It is called WebLVC. The WebLVC protocol is, yeah, you can also use it for a distributed simulation via a WebLVC server. I already developed one in Tickle, and then my plan is to put this in here, the same procedure as for HLA. And the nice thing is you can interface this with HLA, so you can broaden your flexibility how to put in your pieces in a distributed setup, and then in the future how to put pieces from others in this setup, because WebLVC and HLA, these are standards, and if someone talks the standard language, you can plug and play and be prepared. That's it. Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
Just to thank.
Yeah.
Did you take a look at open source flight simulators like FlightGear?
Yes, exactly. Jotis Biesem and FlightGear is also in preparation, and as well as via the SimConnect API to the Microsoft Flight Simulator. Yeah. But explain it's a little, it's a favorite of my own, so I started with that. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, thanks, Frank Moller.
Thank you.